This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Welcome back to hour number two at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. We are zeroing in on the Green Bay Packers. Before we continue our conversation with Wayne Larrivee, the radio voice of the Packers, remember, all of your favorite SB Nation radio shows are live and on demand from your smart device. Search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com. Of course, the Green Bay Packers, they've been playing professional football for nearly 97 years. That's a century of history grown out of frozen tundra, including 13 championships, 4 Super Bowls, and some of the sport's most influential personalities. And one of those influential personalities, of course, is Brett Favre. What was it like being behind the scenes in the draft room when he went off the board?
You know, it was amazing that it's interesting when you look at Brett Favre and his road to Green Bay. It was circuitous at best, and we talk in the book about this. Ron Wolf, who eventually became the Packers' general manager, he was with the Jets. He was their lead personnel guy. And, you know, he wanted to draft Brett Favre, and he wanted to draft Brett Favre for the Jets. They didn't get a chance to do that because Atlanta took Brett Favre in the second round just ahead of where the Jets would have taken him. So a year later, Ron is in Green Bay. Now he's the general manager of the Packers, mm-hmm. and he's looking for a quarterback. And he knows that Brett Favre is kind of floundering as a backup quarterback. The head coach, Jerry Glanville in Atlanta, didn't like him, didn't want him. And, you know, then that allowed Ron Wolf to make a trade. First-round draft choice to Atlanta. The Packers had 2 that year. And they sent Brett Favre up to Green Bay, and the rest is history. But that was a huge moment in this franchise's history because none of the rest of it happens if they don't get Brett Favre here. The reason Reggie White signed a year or two later with the mm-hmm. Packers, the first year of unfettered free agency in the NFL, was because he wanted to go to a team with a young quarterback that he felt could take him to, as he said, the promised land. And Brett Favre was that guy.
I'm so glad you bring up Reggie White. Let's walk down memory lane. What's a special memory that perhaps stands out about the great and the late Reggie White?
You know, just the way he used to take away one half of the field. He was so good that if he was playing right defensive end, the offense never went to its left. Uh-huh. He was playing on the other side. They didn't go that way.
Uh-huh.
So he took away half the field. But you know what he did? And we talk a little bit about this with some of the people that were a part of it, Leroy Butler among others, is that really when he got in there, he filled the leadership void on that team of the 90s. And he was the leader, and he's the guy they looked up to, both offense and defense. Remember, Brett at that time was a very young quarterback.
Right.
Reggie White was the guy that everybody was in awe of on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And, you know, he really was significant in that regard. Now, he also did it on the field. Don't get me wrong. The sacks and the plays he made against the run and that type of thing. He did it all on the field. But I guarantee you what he did behind the scenes had more to do with their Super Bowl championship than those heroics on the field.
You're listening to The Voice, Wayne Larrivee, the radio play-by-play voice for the Green Bay Packers. His new book, it is titled, If These Walls Could Talk, Green Bay Packers, stories from the Green Bay Packers sideline, locker room, and press box. And while we've got you on the show tonight, give us an explanation of the origin of the Larrivee trademark dagger call. Talk to us.
Oh, that's we've got that written in the book. Do you want me to reveal it now? No, I'm kidding.
Sure.
You know, it's an old basketball term I used to use when I was doing the Bulls, the NBA team.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it was, you know, what we do in basketball is when they're going up and down and it's a tight ball game and somebody finally hits a three-pointer with 15 seconds to go and you know that it makes it a 2 or 3 possession game and the other team just doesn't have time to catch up. There's your dagger. Well, you know, back in 2001, the Packers were playing up here in Green Bay on a Sunday afternoon against the world champion Baltimore Ravens, and it was a back-and-forth game, but Brett Favre found Bubba Franks in the south end zone in the fourth quarter to put the Packers up by 2 scores, uh-huh. and I exclaimed at that time, and there is your dagger, and it kind of stuck from there.
Very good. It's been a pleasure to have you with us tonight right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. My final question for you is, you also outline in the book what makes Green Bay, the Packers, and the fans so special.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is a special relationship. part of it is the fact that this team, this stadium, it's just in the middle of a neighborhood in a town of 105,000 people. It's really phenomenal. It's like the NFL big time goes to the country fair, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh, sure.
That's what a Sunday Packers game is all about. And, you know, that's something we talk about in the book. Why is Green Bay special? And it is special now for players to come here and play in this environment. It's a real unique environment. Charles Woodson, prime among those who didn't think he liked playing here, but when he left, thought the world of Green Bay, the Packers, and his experience here.
It is a fun read. If these walls could talk, Green Bay Packers, it covers the highs and the lows of one of professional sports' most beloved teams. We're talking about the Green Bay Packers. Such an honor to have with us tonight the radio play-by-play voice, Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee. Thank you, Wayne, so much.
Elisa, my pleasure being with you. Thank you, and good luck to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows, live and on demand, right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at SBNationRadio.com. Special thank you to Wayne Larrabee, the radio voice of the Green Bay Packers, and all of our amazing guests tonight, right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. If perhaps you missed one of our interviews this evening, no worries. Just go to podcastarena.com, podcastarena.com, and we'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.